Instrumental, though not useful, old woman acting as a plow. Flown over by a peskiness, fields become a runway, lines to land on, thick with grasses, height above the circle, sight decides the vision, misplaced and sweetly local, small engines and strong fire. Ignoring the wounded, one crosses the park. Except for extravagance, the world is solid, full of dust and small cones, pocketed at once but well-meaning. Consider the balconies, north another heading, hand on a railing, light inside a high-rise, all sights to be sorted carefully. Air a culprit trapped, taken out as cargo, heavy like a man. Similar to an ending, whatever the direction, a notion that we're moving when we're not. Cautious of short seasons, lost without the lighthouse. Awash and change, bridges recall me swimming. Beard grown into a belt, and the cute farm boy is not driving, unable to silence the onion. Spring barely beside us. A field delivers itself with thick eyes. Once an expedition, itself a subject lipped. Battles begin here. Still mistaken, time reminded, uncertain of their weight, a wild patch of weeds. Nothing moving under the bridge, steady toe of envy solid, aware the sky has fallen, the weight of sky on water, sky on land, land that is Atlantis, lost beside the palms, here clearly now, here calm. Weary of the red chalk and all that it avoids, worry is not syncopated. There are scuffs on the radio, and the moon lies long over the highway. Angles fall like sidecars, change comes in quick doses. What remains is measurable, the length of travel, weight in pounds. What was lost was legible. Something blinks the lid towards a higher something, a sky defined by struggle. Night takes the sunlight down. This poem's for Barbara Guest. Observe the woman in her black dress, stationed high above a staircase, discerning the weight of fountains full with coin. Finally awarded for the ambiance, apparent in another kind of butter. She is welcomed by silhouettes, hung small beside her fire. Below the constellations, there are streetlights. Unlike alone, a neighborhood. Ballet between garages, regal in their rows. Further deep, a basement, space measured for miniatures. Unlocked and nearly open, small castles gather for the pile. Story. The disappearance of her prehensile tail and its reappearance as my thumb separates me from my meaning. Cats do not have clavicles. My back will not always be strong. Decisions come in definitions. What goes best with toast? Which egg is finer? Impervious, a title of great demise. Along the park lives an ordinary fellow, thoughtful though chilly, complete with stories of battle and a city with unusual trees. Rest is infrequent. Sleep describes itself in dark flowers, sickly and turning. Unable to encourage remission, he speaks in clues, in mewings. Clearly this is coded. Clearly it's unclear. Most of this book was written after September 11th. I have always been profoundly attached to my fears before September 11th, certainly, and after even more so. And most of my work addresses at some level that either the fear that someone I've loved will be forgotten or the fear that I will omit someone from some important moment that they should have been a part of, down to fears of irrational things like clowns and the obvious, you know. I've always walked pretty comfortably with those fears. I mean, we're very close, and I don't mind them as much, but I try to address them in my work as much as possible. And I felt like a tiny pony in New York, certainly. But Tiny Pony sort of freed me from that, or so I thought, until I started my new work. These last poems that I'm going to read are from a bit of a sidebar from the book that was originally called Shelley Winters. When I was little, I thought that growing up meant I would move to New York City and I would live in a neighborhood with famous people. And Shelley Winters was one of those people who I had watched a lot of television as a child, sort of deal with what was going on in my life. And I was sure that I would move to Greenwich Village with Shelley Winters and Larry Lipinski, and we would be great friends. And Larry Lipinski was played by an actor named Lenny Baker, who died in the 1980s. And when I first moved to New York, I thought, you know what, I'm going to go meet Lenny Baker. We're going to be great friends. And I had missed his moment. He had passed away. So I started this book, Shelley Winters, to write love poems to all the celebrities I would never get to know who may have gone unrecognized. And certainly Shelley Winters is recognizable, what with Roseanne Barr. But she was a bigger name than some of them. One of them was the lovely Liberace. So this is for him. Flaming candelabra, gaudy glee, I say your smile nightly. We were giddy once. 15 minutes meant we'd made it, past plain soldiers who, watching over us in service, meant no real harm. Committed to the ways of a lovely face, hints follow us like thunder. Cracked by mermaid singing, we wander the avenue. Hail cabs, talk fish, settle on the shape of the moon. It is the shadow of ships we seek, pulled tightly towards land, narrow beside the shore. Be half, be wholesome, an angry pool of feeders, a mile-long stretch of beach. This reads like an ending. Beneath, be cautious. Ways to avoid trouble. Friends in search of bargains. Friends failing in the heat. This poem is for Judy Garland. Hummingbird and not this violin. Large beneath a maple. She is ample. Tiny queen. Velvet indiscretion, indirection. My other great love is the Brooklyn Bridge, and this is a poem for that. Zoetrope. You wonder at the wonder on a bridge without volume, of a train on a bridge and the day that you're facing, in the second that you feel it through a crack near your neck, in a train full with pressure on a bridge lacking volume. It's clean air that's been missing from the train on its way, while a sign on a wall lets you know that you're dropping. Through a tunnel under order, there's a clip of the rhythm as the train hits the dark near a street named by numbers. And this light that you left on a bridge without volume is the light that you'll live for through the want of a window. Okay, this is the last poem from Tiny Pony. Almost never, seldom ever, life is now living me. New fears, fish with large jaws, great surfaces of leaves, plastic bags that hang in trees like lungs.